everybody. This is Karen Lanoux, and welcome to Business Attraction Tips. Today, I'm so excited because I have with us Nicole Dunn. She's a TV producer based out of Los Angeles, and we're going to be talking about how to get on TV. Nicole and Eli Davidson are actually going to be doing a workshop coming up and next week called Insider Secrets to Getting You on TV. And the intro to this, I think it's just so exciting because it just says, what if 6.5 million people had access to your business? What would you give to have your business, brand, book, or product top visibility on America's TV shows? And you know what? I think that's so exciting. Everybody wants to be on TV. So welcome, Nicole. Thanks again for being here with me today. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So Nicole's actually, just to give you a little bit of background too, Nicole's helped me out with my podcast and she's helped me out with getting on TV and getting some media as well and helping to produce a one sheet. So, which has been really successful for me. So thanks, Nicole. I'm really excited to be talking about this with you and just to be sharing it with others.
Yeah, I am too, actually, because, you know, there are so many people out there that want to get on TV, that have a product, that have a book, that have something that they want visibility, and they aren't getting in somehow, and that's probably because they aren't getting the attention from the producer, their pitch is wrong, they're targeting the wrong people. So what I do is I help give you those tips.
Yeah, and that's fabulous. So now you have a workshop coming up, and it's 3 weeks, and we'll talk about this at the end too, but if we could talk about it just briefly now, you're going to be doing, 3 classes starting on September 17th.
Yeah, and it's a 3-week seminar, and it's a teleseminar, so you can call in from anywhere in the world you can call in. We've got a number that you call in and dial in a code. And we start on September 17th, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay. And then we'll talk about it at the end of, after we finish talking, we'll just talk about what you're going to go over in those classes. So fabulous. So today what you're going to do is you're going to share with us just some tips about what to do about getting on TV and how do you start out with that? So the first one is to go local. So can you talk about that for a moment?
Yeah. You know, I think people generally think that getting on TV, they're going to be an instant star and they're going to be on the biggest TV show there is, like Oprah, and no matter who they are. So I think that thinking is generally wrong. I always tell people to go local first. If you're a speaker, if you're an author, if you're a small business owner, if you have a product that you're marketing, the best thing to do is start out in your own neighborhood. News shows and local programs, they love the local hero. And I say, you know, create tips that are uniquely tied to your own, you know, brand, your product, and market it in your own home. You know, be a big fish in a small pond first before you want to go out and be a big star on Oprah.
Well, and I think that's just great advice because I think everybody, it's like, okay, I'm going to go big or go home. But, you know, it's best to start, like you say, start out in your local market because, you know, what if you need to upgrade what you're saying? What if you, it's a great practice ground, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you know what? You need that practice before you're ever going to be on Oprah anyway. And, you know, people don't realize it's a lot of work to put into your career or getting your reel together to get on these shows. So it'll pave the way for you in your local neighborhood, you know, to get the practice and get your feet wet.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Totally. Yeah, because the last thing you want to do is get that big chance and just completely mess it up. So best to start local for sure. So, and then your next tip is to get quality. What does that mean?
Well, I like to tell people, you know, to do your own detective work. And that means finding out, like I said in the first tip of going local, you've got to really watch your local shows, find out who is producing them, who the reporters are, what their topics are that they're talking about, and get to know who those local reporters and senior producers are. And that's just going on the web, searching out who your senior producer is for your news desk, calling them up, and getting to know them locally. Mm-hmm. And that's so that you get the quality that you deserve when you do book a segment. You'll know the reporter. You'll know what types of stories they do. You'll know what the audience, their audience is. And you can design your pitch to get the quality that you deserve for the segment that you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you know, it's funny because you use language that I hadn't heard before, because of course I'm not in the industry. And so I think that's one of the great things that you'll be talking about or just be introducing people to is, you know what, in our own businesses, we're all experts. And we know what we know, but when it comes to talking to people about being on TV, getting to know what the language is, I think that's just such a key thing as well. I mean, I didn't know that, what I was going to be asking for is to be booked on a segment. Yet, if I can speak in that language when I'm talking to a supervising producer or somebody, it's going to make me look more professional, right?
Absolutely, because they're going to take you more seriously because then they think you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you don't know what you're doing, but you've got all the tools to do it, I think anybody can do it with the right tools.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and so then the next thing, your next tip is to get known. So how do you get attention of a producer?
First of all, I always, when I'm working with clients, I always tell them that they need a good pitch. And that's something that takes a lot of hard work. You need to come up with a pitch that's marketable, that is timely and topical. These news stations and TV shows, they've done everything. So you've just got to get creative. And how do you get the attention of that producer? Well, you get the attention with a creative pitch. And coming up with that pitch is the key to mostly getting booked on these shows. You can get all the information you need from the internet about the producer and the contact name and that kind of stuff, but to get their attention, you need to have something that is that's going to sell to them. That's like, wow, I haven't done that before. I had an expert who was Angeles, and she had tips for getting out of credit debt. And one of them was very, very great tip to freeze your credit cards. She actually put the credit cards in a baggie, plastic baggie full of water, froze them, and she brought them on the show. So it was very visual. We had this big block of ice with a credit card frozen in it. Now, if you're going to unfreeze that credit card, that's going to take a lot of work. And the producers loved the fact that she had went out of her way to create something that was unique and different from everybody else's tips out in the marketplace. So.
Yeah.
You really have to get the attention of the producer with creative tips.
Right. So that's that next tip, which is really getting unique, right? Just finding something that's so different and so unique. And when we're also talking about getting known, is that what people refer to as a platform, creating that platform? Is that?
Absolutely. You obviously want to, let's say you're trying to become a certain expert in an industry, you're a legal expert. You really have to get known in out there by producers that you are the legal expert and you've got the legal information that they do so need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that now for me that's made a big difference is that, I've had these podcasts and now, they've been downloaded a lot, and so, and then I'm also now, thanks to you, thank you very much, gotten part to be part of a great online newspaper as an expert blogger, and I've written a book. So in terms of getting known and having something to go with, it gives you just that extra little bit of credibility. But do you have to have all of that stuff in order to get on TV? Do you have to have You know, or
I think you need something that's sellable. You need a creative angle that makes you different from your competitors. You obviously want to research out and make sure that what other, you know, let's say I'm an expert at social media marketing. How do I stand out from the rest of the crowd? What angle makes me different from my competitors or the other experts out there on the Today Show? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you want to make sure that you're solving a problem in a unique and visual way that is going to stand out from the rest of the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
And so then the last thing that you talk about as one of your top tips is to get real. And it's R-E-E-L. So tell me what that means.
Yeah, you know, everybody in the television industry that's on television has a reel. And that reel is small clips of you on stations, on different shows. It shows a producer that, oh, okay, I can see so-and-so has been on TV several times. It really, in a matter of like 2 minutes, a producer can look at it and go, okay, you know, and even if the pitch isn't great, and they still like your reel, they'll book you. They'll have you tweak the pitches so that you can get on the show. You know, and I always tell people, don't think you're going to go on Oprah tomorrow. You need to have a TV reel, and you need to start building that reel. And that brings us back to my number one or number two tip is to get known, you know, local. Get known in your neighborhood, and that's building up your reel by appearing on your local news stations or your local, you know, morning shows, to build that TV reel. I know that, you know, it takes a lot of work, and it's certainly you want something that's going to grab the attention of producers. So, you know, in order to do that reel and put it together, you need to have TV time.
Right.
And the more TV time, the better.
Right. So it's just something, it's actually becomes part of your media kit, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's fabulous. So what's the kind of the secret mistake? What's that one of those mistakes that people make on an ongoing basis that you see?
I always tell people, even in their local market, not knowing the show before they blast off. I mean, if you don't know that your local station that's just booked you, you know, the way they operate, their viewing audience, you really have to do your homework before you get booked, you know, before you go on the show. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're doing your homework before you even get booked on the show because you're doing the research. You're obviously, you know, finding an angle that works well that for a story that they want to cover. And when you do, you know, you really want to know the show before you go on the air because you don't want to make funny mistakes on the air that you could have avoided by just watching the show and doing your homework and knowing the reporters or knowing the people beforehand that you're, you know, so you sort of have established your own secret relationship with these people before you went on the show. And then when you get on this show, you're very relaxed and, you know, you're giving the information so that people are like, wow, you know, I really like this person.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Years ago, I had wanted to do something with the business I was working with and get on radio, and they just said, "Oh, are you kidding? It's just, do you know how put together all this is? It's just all jam packed. We, you know, we only have so much time to put this much time in and to get this much to, you know, spoken about. So, you know, there's just don't, you know, it was just kind of like, don't you know how jam packed and how put together this was?" And I was like, I had no idea. You know, when you're on the outside looking in, whether it's TV or radio or whatever, it's just like, it just looks like it moves together so flawlessly and so easy, and they're just, you know, people are just chit-chatting, but it really is all quite, it's down to the moment, right? Down to the second or millisecond.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And, mm-hmm. and another thing that I tell people is, you know, it's a lot of work to get on the show, but producers don't have a lot of time. So if you're sending your pitches and they're not good, mm-hmm. they're not going to look at them because you know what? Me as a producer, I don't have time to look at the stack of 50 experts that are on my desk to put on my show. You know, I want something that's going to pop out at me, and that's basically virtually what we're giving you in this teleseminar, the tools so that you learn my secrets to getting you on TV.
Yeah, that's fabulous. So let's talk a little bit about the three classes that you're going to be doing within this class, getting booked on Insider Secrets for getting you on TV. So you know, can you talk a little bit about the different, you know, the different classes and what you'll be covering in them?
Yeah, the first, actually the first week, we are going to cover getting unique, obviously having a sellable creative angle for yourself, you know, going local, will target your local area, and getting the best production values, by doing your own detective work, finding out who the local reporters are and how you do that, and doing the work and actually putting the work in and building up your pitch that you're going to be pitching to the media. And then our second week is really creating the pitch, and we'll talk about, because I'm doing the seminar with Eli Davidson, she's a motivational speaker and an author, and we booked her really quickly on the Today Show with a great pitch. So we'll talk about the clever pitch that we used from her book with five everyday objects that change lives to get her booked on the Today Show. So we'll tell you how we came up with that creative angle for her and how to piggyback that idea with stuff that's going on in the marketplace to actually get that pitch that you've created on the air. Mm-hmm. And we want to find a hook for you or your brand. So we'll take questions for people that have questions about, you know, how to use their brand or their whatever it is that they want to get on TV to get on television. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk a little about that one sheet. I mean, it's pretty top secret what I do with clients with the one sheet, but it works. I mean, mm-hmm. I've just booked a client on Fox 5 in Las Vegas. So, you know, we'll teach them how to speak and write in the producer language.
Yeah.
And then the third week, it's really talking about staying in the game till you win, because, you know, the problem with a lot of people is they try once and then they get frustrated and they give up. And in our teleseminar, we're going to talk about how, with Eli as the example, that we never gave up. We constantly just kept persevering on. And, you know, we use different creative angles that set her apart from the rest of the crowd. Like we did a creative small little lunch box that we put all kinds of little stuff in the inside of it and glued on the inside with Let's Do Lunch with Eli in New York. And, you know, we did funny things and sent out a case of books, and we did all kinds of stuff to stand out from the rest of the experts. You know, instead of sending one book for the producers, we sent a whole case so that the whole staff got a book. You know, I mean, it's just things to set you apart from everybody else so that you win.
Right, right. That's fabulous. And so, and again, I can attest, I mean, that what you have to share has, will make all the difference to somebody who wants to get booked on TV. And it's, even the things that you talk about, you know, go beyond just TV as well. So it's something that you can use, you know, accessing all kinds of different media, I think, as well. So.
Yeah.
So, well, fabulous.
There's such a big platform, a new platform of media coming out with the internet and podcasts and all these different things. You know, you can use this to kind of use it as your starting point and take off from there.
Mm-hmm. So, again, thanks again so much, Nicole. This starts again on the 17th of September, and again runs three Thursdays. And I think the other thing that I just want to also put out, and I think you've alluded to it a little bit as well, is you can, I think this would be a great class for people to do, but also you're also available for coaching after the fast.
That's right.
As well.
Yeah. Yep. So. Yes, one-on-one coaching, and I, because I'm also in the producing world, you know, occasionally I'll take on clients, but sometimes I'm working on a show. So yeah. Right now I'm actually not working on a show, and I do have clients, and you know, you can find me at dunnpelliermedia.com, and that's dunnpellier.media.com.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on. I really look forward to having some of your guests on your podcast in my teleseminar.
Yeah, thanks Nicole. It's been great to have you here. Again, I think this is just a must do for anybody who wants to take their business to the next level, and getting on TV is that, you know, can be that next thing. So thanks again.
Yeah, thanks, Karen.
All right. See you later, Nicole. And thanks again, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks again, everybody, for being with us here. This has been another episode of the Business Attraction Tips. And I will have information about Nicole's workshop on my website, Business Attraction Tips or businessattractioncenter.com. Thanks again, everybody. Bye-bye.